Price crash at Cintriq, their SLS 3D printer is now even more affordable. A surprise press release from Cintriq details a rather shocking price drop. The Polish company produces a low-cost, effective desktop SLS 3D printer. That's a machine that can 3D print strong nylon objects from thermoplastic powder. We've written about them several times in the past, and even seen some of their impressive sample prints. But there has been a price change. As recently as this past August, they had been selling their flagship SLS 3D printer, the Lisa, at a price of $12,500. While that's quite a bit more than you'd pay for a professional desktop 3D printer using SLA or filament extrusion, it's vastly less than most other SLS systems that typically cost in the $100,000 plus range. Their announcement indicates the new price for the Lisa as of September 13th will be €4,990, $6,990. This appears to be price drop of about 50%. I should note that earlier Cintriq offered a very interesting discount on their equipment by bundling a powder sieve with the printer for no extra charge. Unfortunately, you can't get the sieve for free anymore, but you can by choosing the new bundle, which is priced at a reasonable $8,990. Usually one sees such dramatic price drops on equipment when they are at end of life and being replaced by a new version. However, Cintriq has not announced a new product. Why the price drop? They explain. The solutions developed by Cintriq experts in the last 3 years made it possible to significantly reduce the price of this printer and to offer a complete SLS solution for top quality prints. Cintriq is happy to offer access to the laser sintering technology to a bigger group of recipients, including smaller companies. And the reduction of the printer's price was possible thanks to optimizing the technological solutions, modifying the distribution system, and launching online sales. This is a very surprising development and should indeed coax many new users into the world of SLS 3D printing, currently dominated by EOS and 3D systems, whose systems are vastly more expensive. Why SLS? It's because you can 3D print extremely complex objects with less regard for the printing specifications. The powder supports the print in all directions during the print operation, negating the need for consideration of support structures. You can 3D print very thin-walled, complex designs with relative ease, and being made, typically, for nylon, they're quite strong as well. Another thought about their price drop relates to a story we wrote long ago when they first appeared. Back in 2014, when they were a secretive startup, it was rumored they were working on a sub-USD $5,000 SLS 3D printer. Well, it now isn't quite sub-USD $5,000, but it is less than 5,000 euros. Further reporting on issues not included in this article can be found here on Fabeloo.